I'd like to invite all the children here today to come up front for our story for all ages. Good morning. Nice to see you all today. You can come a bit closer. So before we get to the story, I wanted to ask you, do you know the children's affirmation? Do you know what that is? With the hand movements that go along with it? Well, let's all learn it together this morning, and we can teach it to the adults as well. We'll go through it line by line, and then we'll do the whole thing together once we have gone through it once. So here we go. Just follow what I'm doing and what I say. We are Unitarian Universalists. We are people of faith. With open minds. Loving hearts. And helping hands. Okay, let's do it through all together. We are Unitarian Universalists. We are a people of faith with open minds, loving hearts, and helping hands. Thank you. So this morning I'm going to tell you a story about a friend of mine from out west. Here he is. His name is Coyote. And there are lots of stories in the West about Coyote and all the trouble that he gets into and all the tricks that he plays on people. But this time I'm going to tell you a story about how Coyote lost his music and his dance and then found them again. So one day, Coyote discovered that maybe he didn't really need all the other people in the village where he lived to be okay by himself. He had his music and his dance and his fire. And he had those things by himself. He didn't need other people. And besides, everybody else in the village was rather strange. There was Rabbit, for instance, with his ridiculously long ears and his ridiculously long legs, always running around and saying the first thing that came into his head. And then there was Raven and the other birds, who would always be singing and twittering and making noise while Coyote was trying to nap. And that's really what Coyote wanted to do in the afternoon, and the birds wouldn't let him. So Coyote didn't like them either. So one day, Coyote decided he would leave the village. He'd leave everybody else behind and go off on his own. He'd take his music and his dance and his fire with him, and he didn't need any of the other people for those things. So one morning, as he was leaving the village, Rabbit happened to see him and decided to tag along. And for Rabbit, tagging along meant running ahead, and then running back again, and then running ahead, and then running back again. And Rabbit said, "Hey, Coyote, where are you going?" Now, Coyote wanted to ignore Rabbit. He wanted to get away from Rabbit, so he turned the other way and just kept walking. And Rabbit ran ahead and ran back again, and ran ahead and ran back again. And Rabbit said, "Hey, Coyote, I've seen what's over that hill. Do you want to know what's over there?" And Coyote did sort of want to know, but he ignored Rabbit still and just kept going on his way. And Rabbit ran ahead and ran back again, and ran ahead and ran back again. And Rabbit said, "Hey, Coyote, there's something over there where you're going. I think you should see what it is." And Coyote really did want to know what was ahead of him on the road, but he was insistent he was going to leave these people behind, including Rabbit, so he ignored Rabbit and just kept going on his way. And at this point, Rabbit had had enough. He said, "Hey, Coyote, you know what? You're crazy." And Rabbit ran away and didn't come back again. So Coyote at this point was feeling pretty pleased with himself. He'd managed to ignore Rabbit, and Rabbit had gone away, and now Coyote could continue on the road by himself and be by himself. But that night, when Coyote stopped to make his fire and to rest for the night, something strange happened. Coyote went to make his music, as he always does, and he forgot what his music was. He couldn't remember it anymore. He could still dance around the fire, but now the night was a lot more quiet than it normally would be, and that scared him a bit. So the next day, Coyote woke up feeling a bit better after the night before and kept going on his way again. Sometime in the afternoon, he came across a nice stream flowing down between some bushes. It was nice and quiet and cool. He was thirsty, so he decided to have a drink from the stream. And then he decided he was going to lie down and have a nap. But just when he was about to fall asleep, all the birds in the bushes started singing and making noises. And Coyote had had enough at this point. The birds still had their music while he'd forgotten his. And this made him really jealous and upset and angry. So Coyote jumped up and started barking at the birds, which of course made them fly off and fly away. But Raven, who was a little bit more brave than the other birds, flew just out of reach of Coyote's barking and called down at him, "Hey Coyote, you know what? You're crazy." And off Raven flew as well. Well, Coyote at this point had had enough of all of this. He was going to stay by the stream and sleep there for the night. But when night fell and he built his fire, not only could he no longer remember his music, he could no longer remember his dances either. So all he could do was sit there and stare into the fire and feel sad and scared. Eventually, though, Coyote managed to fall asleep. And in his sleep, he had a dream. Buffalo Woman came to him and asked him why he was so sad and scared. And he said, "I've lost my dance and my music, and I'm afraid that I might even lose my fire." And then Buffalo Woman asked him why he was out here all by himself. And he said, "I wanted to get away from all those other ridiculous people making noise and asking me questions and getting in my way. So I came out here by myself." And Buffalo Woman said, "But Coyote, don't you realize that your music and your dance and even your fire are the spirits of those other people living in your heart? And as you rejected them and made them go away, they left your heart and took their gifts with them. You need to turn around and go home and reclaim your friendships with those people." So in the morning, Coyote woke up. He didn't really remember his dream, but he knew he had to go back home. And in the morning, as birds normally do, they started singing. And this time, instead of barking at them and chasing them away, Coyote just sat there and listened to them singing. And then he made his way, starting to go back home. And that evening, when Coyote made his fire and sat down, he could remember his dances. And he danced around the fire for joy that he could now remember his dancing. And the next day, as he kept going back home, up ran Rabbit. And this time, instead of ignoring Rabbit, they talked and played together and ran together and had a great old time. And when Coyote got closer to home and he made his fire for that night, he could now remember how to make his music as well. So he now had back his music and his dancing, and he shared his fire and he shared those gifts with his friends, and he never forgot that what was in his own heart was the spirit of these other people and how important that was to him. Well, thank you for listening to my story this morning. Coyote thanks you as well. And now we're going to sing you to your classes with our recessional this morning.